Hi, hi, welcome back to Heart with Coach Bashirat. I'm so excited to have you back. I hope you've been enjoying all the previous episodes in this season. How are you today? How are you doing? How is your family? Where are you listening from? And if you're listening from Nigeria, meaning that we are in the same domain, how are you coping? It's been a very stressful week. The past 2 weeks has been very stressful for us as a nation, especially because of the food scarcity. And I actually had to kind of take 2 days off work myself because seriously, it's just been too much stress, compounded. But today, let's talk about self-compassion, but most importantly, let's talk about how to honor your body. Honoring your body as a form of self-compassion. Now let's talk about it. What is our body? Our body is the physical part of us that we can see, right? It's the body that houses the heart, it houses the brain, it houses our soul. Basically, it's a temple, if you ask me. So our body is a temple, but most importantly, our body is a trust, right? Our body is a trust, and it is very important that we take care of this trust. If you are a Muslim listening to me, I'm sure you perhaps know that, our bodies are amanah to us, meaning that, God has given us this body to worship Him, we use our body to worship Him, right? Without our body, we cannot observe our 5 daily salah, we cannot do all our nawafils. There is a lot that our body allows us to do, worshiping God, doing all the things that matter, from using your hands to do the dishes, to cook, to using your leg to go to places, to using your eyes to see things, to using your brain to think. It's a lot that our body does for us. So when you think about it, our bodies is a powerhouse. Our body is a what? Powerhouse. It is a temple, and it's so important that we honor this temple. Now, but one thing that I realized is that a lot of people don't pay attention to their bodies, right? A lot of people wait until they collapse and they crash. And seriously, I'm not even saying this because I am perfect when it comes to that, because sometimes I forget to take the needed rest. I'm not even going to lie, because I also had a major breakdown, just a few days ago. Why? Because I was seriously stressed. I was stressed out, and I've been overworking myself. And on Thursday, when I woke up, my body said, "Coach Beshi, you're going nowhere today," right? My body was in so much pain, and I had to slow down, right? I had to take care of myself and honor my body, right? So are you paying attention to your body? And paying attention to our body actually goes beyond looking out for physical signs, because again, when you look at it, sometimes beyond the headache, the physical injuries, the strained legs, and all of that, the sleeping on the wrong side of bed, or sleeping on your neck and all of that, are you truly paying attention to your body? Because most often time, when we start to feel a certain kind of pain or sensations, it's a pointer that there's something going on the inside, right? If it's not physical stress, sometimes it's even mental and emotional stress that could manifest as headache sometimes, migraine sometimes. Recently I read up a research that shows that one of the reasons why we have people have headaches is because the brain is stressed or perhaps dehydrated. And if perhaps you have a little bit of knowledge or you're curious about psychology, then you most likely know that the brain is filled with so much fluid, and the brain actually needs so much fluid, right? So we need so much water, we need to stay hydrated, right? But we'll get to that, right? So are you paying attention to your inner body as much as you pay attention to your outer body? Or all you're paying attention to is the best creams, how to glow and all of that. It's okay that you're spending some money on your body to look good. It's okay. It's important that you take care of that temple. But are you taking care of it, of the inside of it? Right? Are you taking care of your colon? Are you taking care of your liver? Are you taking care of your lungs? Are you taking care of your kidneys? Are you taking care of your bladder? Are you taking care of your eyes? Are you taking care of your mouth? Are you taking care of your hair the way that it should be taken care of? Like, are you taking care of those parts that are not really visible? Right? The part that don't constitute the glow thing, the glow part. Are you really taking care of them? One thing I've realized is that, you know, again, this is popular with so many of us women because we want to glow, we want to look good, we want to like be spotless and all of that. And I find a lot of women, you know, turn to using different kind of creams, injecting different kind of vitamins and all of that in their body. Seriously, I personally am not gonna say, I'm not in the capacity to say it is wrong or it is right, but one thing I've known for sure that works magic is that you need to take care of the inside. You need to watch what you eat, right? So I'm going to share a few tips that can really help you when it comes to honoring your body. Number one, get adequate sleep. Yes, get what? Adequate sleep. I can never like emphasize this enough. It's so important. Most of the time when I don't get good sleep for, you know, a few days, I start to behave like a zombie, basically. Like I'm not at my optimum, right? We need good sleep. But when we talk about adequate sleep, you know, adequate sleep varies from person to person. For some people, they get a 6 hours of sleep and they're good, they're on top of their game. For some people, they need as much as 8 hours to be optimal, right? Again, understand your body clock. Seriously, not everybody needs 8 hours, 9 hours, or 7 hours of sleep. Some people's body function in a very different way and they're just okay with 6 hours of sleep, 6 hours of deep, restful sleep. Again, it's not about the length of sleep, is actually about the depth of it. You know, the depth of it, deep restfulness is very important. Deep restfulness. And I find that most times when, you know, I'm able to really get the deep restful sleep, I realize that 7 hours does it for me and I'm good. You know, like I'm good to go. I'm on top of my game throughout the day. I'm energetic and productive and all of that. So yeah, get adequate sleep. Number two, rest. Of course, this is tied to, you know, getting adequate sleep. But most of the time, rest does not really mean sleep sometimes, right? Sometimes it's mental rest that you need. Sometimes you need emotional rest, right? Sometimes, you know, you just need to let your hair down, right? So rest. Number three, get away as much as you can. You know, allow yourself to take yourself out of the environment where all you're doing is working, into an environment where you can just recline, reflect, reminisce, you know, rejuvenate, and, you know, chart a course for what's next for you. Right? So get away as much as possible. And when we talk about getaway, again, a lot of people are thinking, oh, I need to go on a vacay. No, getting away really doesn't mean that you need to have millions or 1 million, 2 million naira to go on a vacay, right? It means that you're just going on a vacation and it doesn't have to be in Obodo Oyinbo, for instance. You can have your getaway and it could even be in the same city. Like here in Abuja, we have so many places, and this is not an advert really, but we have so many places in Abuja where you can get away, right? We have the Zuma Resort, we have Almat Farms, we have places you can just go, you know, check in, you know, 2 nights, you know, just recline, get away and be, you know, just to take care of yourself, basically. You can go for a spa date, you can, you know, just do something, ensuring that you're taking yourself out of the environment that stresses you, out of work, out of your daily routine, to just rejuvenate, right? To just what? Rejuvenate. Now let's talk about the next one, which brings me to number four, and that is drink adequate water. Yes, water is so important because we have blood in our body. I remember having a conversation with my cousin who happens to be a practicing nurse in the US, and she said, you know, most of the reasons why we are sick is because we don't drink enough water. And I'm like, damn, yes, because why? Water actually plays a very huge role in flushing out all the toxins, all the things that are not useful in your body, you know, out of your system. So how much water are you drinking? Are you drinking enough water? Are you drinking enough water? They say, you know, adequate water intake should be like 8 glasses a day or something like that. But I found that water therapy is really very good. And I drink warm water first thing in the morning, and it really does help me. Like, because I'm able to just, you know, pee or poop early in the morning, I feel very good. I feel very light. I feel ready, you know. I feel my body is at optimal. So again, you need to drink enough water. Drink enough water. I can't say that enough. Number five is exercise. One of the amazing ways by which we can hack our bodies is by taking charge of the positions of how we position our body. How you sit is important. How you stand is important. How you lie down, how you sleep is important. The way that you carry your body is important. But most importantly, it's important that you exercise so you can keep your body active. Now, we all know that exercise has so many benefits, right? And when we talk of exercise here, we're not talking about losing weight, because yeah, exercising is not just about losing weight. It's about keeping fit. It's about, you know, aiding the functionality of your heart. Is about releasing endorphins and having that yes hormone. You know, it's about all of that and more. And so with exercise, again, if you're someone like me, like you know, if you're someone like me, you know, and I don't know, but if you know me, you know my size, then if you're someone like my size, then you know that someone like me basically doesn't need to go and be gymming the hell out of their lives, right? All they need is consistent routine, jumping ropes, you know, that skipping, you know, jump jacks, taking a long walk, jogging, you know, you don't need to go and kill yourself in the gym. What's most important is that you're keeping your body active, you're nourishing it, you're getting it, you know, you're priming your body, basically. Yes, you're priming your body so your body can, and then you're stretching your body so your body can do more, right? Your body is willing to do more. But most importantly, listen to your body. And that's number six, right? Listen to your body and connect with nature. I'm really gonna say this in a language. Sometimes I just go to the lakeside and I just sit there. I just want to sit and watch the lotus. I just want to sit and watch the swans and the birds and everything chirping. I just want to sit and reconnect with nature. Sometimes I'm driving home and I love to witness the sunset. Oh my God. And I just want to witness the sunset. I just want to witness the moon. I just want to witness the sunrise. It's just something beautiful about nature that God has created, and it's just so beautiful. And for me, I think that it really does help, again, because sun provides vitamin D, not the sun in the hot afternoon, no, like the early morning sun, you know, the morning sun, you know, not the one that will scorch your skin, right? The morning sun actually, again, is very good. I've also found that, you know, when people have enough of vitamin D in their body, it actually does prevent them from having depression, right? So there is this brightness, you know, I don't know, but I just realized that there's just something to it, basically. So here are six ways by which you can start to honor your body. But seriously, this is not everything. But I always like to keep my podcast about 15 minutes, you know, max long, because I don't want to bore you. But I'm most likely going to come back with more. So stay tuned. And thank you for listening and showing up all the time. I love you. Take care. It's Coach Beshi again. And I'm going to see you next week with another amazing episode of Heart to Heart. Bye for now.